Sam Silk, what's happening?
Hey, Sam Silk, what's up?
Hey, brother.
I'm a Cleveland police officer, right?
Yes, sir.
And, you know, you hear all this stuff going on, and there's a lot of stuff going on. Nobody, when I say nobody, meaning the media, no one ever talks to them. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Why no one talks to who?
Other officers. Nobody, you know, in my opinion, what happened in Ferguson was messed up. He should have went to jail. New York, messed up. The guy should have went to jail. Cleveland with the 12-year-old, as unfortunate as that was, if you ask any minority officer here in this city, they're going to tell you they did the same thing.
Mm.
It was a bad situation. You had to think quickly. You look at everybody saw the tape. Mm-hmm. What, you know, that had nothing to do with race. Everybody keeps, a black guy, I'm black. I would have shot him as well. As bad as it sounds, I don't want to come off like that, but If a guy in front of me is 6 feet in front of me pulling something out that appears to be a weapon, I don't have time to ask him if it's a pellet gun.
Okay, so let me ask you this, officer. Let me ask you.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have, I mean, the way the tape is, the car pulled up, and then to me, it's like not enough time for anyone. I mean, they couldn't have pulled up or been a little further back versus let me just pull up real quick. And then I got my gun out.
If they were farther back, that probably wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, let's just be real. That tape, that car pulls up, and within 2 seconds, Tamir's life is taken.
Okay, but everybody saw, and I'm not trying to, look, that was bad tactics, yes. But given the circumstances, everyone saw the tape. What happened right there, any officer would have done the same thing. That one doesn't have anything to do with race.
Is that the talk amongst the officers now?
Yes, it is. All of them. That's what I understand.
Okay.
And, you know.
So you feel that officer, okay, you say the tactics was wrong, so you agree that the training needs to be better.
We are trained not to do that. We are already trained not to do that.
Okay, so let me ask you this. With you saying that, how can you still agree with him being, you know, with shooting him and killing him?
No. I, what do you mean agree with him? He was 6 feet in front of him. Look, let me give you a scenario. I had the same thing happen. Almost, I was on foot, but only thing that stopped me from shooting was the distance in between us. The guy was reaching his belt the same way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason I didn't shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're put in a situation like that, and just to clarify something, people get confused. A pellet gun and a toy gun are totally different things. You can commit a crime with a pellet gun, it's just as the same as a real gun. People die from pellet guns. Not to make excuses, but I keep hearing a toy gun. It's not a toy.
It's not a toy.
They don't put yellow caps or orange caps on in front of pellet guns. That's the toy guns.
Okay, so before I go, you, when it comes to Ferguson, when it comes to Eric Gardner, you feel those officers should be charged?
Oh, yeah. When the Ferguson one, definitely, that's the big black man scared of him. I'm a big guy. White officer confronts me, a chance I'll be shot, you know. Mm-hmm. That's just how it is.
Right. And then when it comes to Tamar Rice, Cleveland, you mm-hmm. feel that, and you say that every officer
that I've spoken to,
mm-hmm. would have done. I won't let you say the district unless you want to.
No.
Right.
I'm at work right now, so right. I don't want to get
drunk. Right. Every officer in your district said they would have did the same thing.
But
the tactics, though, you say the tactics that rookie officer used was wrong.
No, not. And let me clarify that. Not the rookie officer, the driver. The driver stuck him in a situation where he had no choice. The driver shouldn't have put him that close to that.
The driver. That's what I was saying.
The experienced driver should not have put him that close to that guy like that. When you got a suspect with a gun, he shouldn't have put him that close.
Because he could have risked the life of the officer.
Yes, exactly.
So should the officer, in your opinion, who was driving, should he be fired or charged?
He's not going to be charged with a crime,
right? Because he didn't pull the trigger. But
you'll see some departmental charges coming eventually. But you know how Cleveland, they do things so they'll let a good year pass or something. But something don't happen. He'll get in some sort of trouble. Mm. But not criminally.
Not criminally, right.
No.
Before I go, when you leave the house every day.
Right.
You have a family?
Yes.
When you leave the house every day, what's on your mind? When you go out here to serve and protect, what's on your mind?
Coming back home.
Mm-hmm.
Making it back home.
And every day you're out there, your life is on the line.
Potentially, yes. Mm-hmm. You just never know. You know, you just never know.
How can the department, the police department and the community, how can the relationships between the community and the police get better?
You know, you hear a lot of this race. It is a problem with that. It's a big problem with the race relations between white officers and black guys on the street. You know, they do see them in a different way maybe than I do. So I was training. You know, that's all I can say. You know, community policing training. But because I don't want to come off as trying to make excuses for police, because there's a lot of bad them. It's a lot of scary police that probably shouldn't be on this job.
Would you... In a situation like the Eric Garten, in a situation like Ferguson, you see any wrongdoing, could you speak out on that? Would you be ridiculed for speaking out against an officer that you know that committed a crime? You had a guy that just called and says it's a brotherhood. So regardless,
yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about that?
I wouldn't say ridicule, but I've learned every time these kind of shootings go on, you know, you got people standing around. For some reason, certain officers always say it's a good shoot, and I had to ask the question and people looked at me crazy. When is it a bad shoot? When is a bad shooting happen? Nobody seems to have an answer for that.
Say it again.
You know, we always Monday morning quarterback all these shootings at the mm-hmm. district, right?
Uh-huh.
No one, well, I'm going to say minorities may see a bad shooting, whereas a non-minority might not. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So why is it always a good shoot? You can't tell me every time someone gets killed, they're justified. I don't, you know, you can't. Right. Ferguson was dead wrong. The guy was, he pretty much said it as he was scared of a big black guy.
Yeah.
You know, that's fear. If you remember, shortly after that happened in Ferguson, somebody else, they didn't talk too much about it, but where the two officers shot a guy supposedly having a knife somewhere in that area, that was fear.
Uh-huh.
So, wow, you know, I just want the voice. Hey, man, I heard the last comment. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and see, this is my thing, man. I want all of us to talk. And like me and you sat here and had this conversation.
Right.
We need to have this conversation. It doesn't need to be hostile, because I don't want to hear from the police chief. Has to give his written speech approved.
Right.
And that's what they do.
That's what they're going to do tonight, what y'all got going on at the church. I mean...
At the Word Church tonight.
Right. He's giving us a speech, you know, pre-written, you know.
I want to hear from the hearts of the men and women who serve and protect this city. I don't want no names, but just say how
you
feel.
That's what I said. I talk to the people. It's just, you know, bits and pieces of information get put out. And again, I'm not making excuses for anybody, but people should have all of it. You know what I mean?
But yeah, I'm still. Whew. I mean, I'm not gonna debate your opinion. I know that you said with the tactics about that officer shouldn't have pulled up in front of. I totally agree. He put their lives in jeopardy. So the guy, from hearing your story, how that car just pulled up, the guy who was driving. So you have the rookie cop who don't know how to shoot, from the records from the Independent Police Department. He has issues going on. That's why he was pretty much about to be let go from Independence. So he's put in a situation, and it seems like he's ready to be trigger happy.
I know you're busy on that Independence thing. That's just one of those CYA type things. They didn't say nothing before. They didn't say he was had any problems when our human resources contacted them. They didn't say none of that.
Yeah, and that's foul. That's messed
up. That is very foul. So, and again, people talk about hiring white. The majority of our human resources are minorities. The ones that do all this background stuff, the majority are minorities.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, man, I appreciate you, brother. Right. You see me on the street, give me some dap.
I will. All right, man.
Take care, man.